friends, welcome to the Voices of MCC podcast. Our hope is that you will be encouraged in your faith as you hear how MCC beliefs and practices are fleshed out in the daily lives of the members of our fellowship. I am happy to have today Julia Anderson and Kara Volkman with me, and we are going to be talking about a couple of ministries for ladies at MCC. Hi, Julia and Kara.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you ladies doing today?
Doing great. Well.
Great. So happy to have you along here. Julia Anderson leads a mom's prayer ministry for MCC and regularly sends out email updates to women of our church to pray for their children. And strategic prayer, very specific prayer requests. I'm excited to visit with you, Julia, about this. And Kara leads a scripture memory ministry for ladies at our church. And Kara, we're excited to hear you share about scripture memory and its importance for moms, for women. And I'll chime in for men as well. I like scripture and prayer. So I'm all into this. I know some guys are too, and I think they're listening. But I think it's going to be a special conversation here for ladies. I want to just begin here by thinking about getting to MCC. Julia, tell us, how did the Lord bring you to MCC? What was that like for you?
Well, it was a very long time ago, a little over 20 years ago. My husband Adam and I, this was before we had any children. I was actually pregnant with our first child, and we were actually ministering at a very, very small church with a previous pastor, and decided to, he had gotten to know the previous pastor at the church and liked what he was doing, liked a lot of his theology and things like that. So he was interested kind of in joining with him, and we actually met the previous pastor and liked a lot of the things he was teaching and what he was trying to do with the church. So we came over to the church ourselves, and Adam started leading worship pretty quickly after we got over there. And it wasn't too long after that that Todd, you guys came, and so we've just kind of been there ever since. That we felt that the Lord has had his hand in it the whole time from the very beginning, even with some struggles early on, but we know that the Lord's been with us through all this time. So.
I remember some of those early days. Some of our first memories were Adam's enthusiasm and leading worship and getting to meet you and your family. And we took our children, I don't know if you remember this, we went to Taco Bell across the street after church one day. And so it was, our two families in there. We were probably the only people in the place, but we sat there for a while. And little did we know, I mean, we were just new to the church, maybe a few weeks there. Now, 20 plus years later,
yeah,
we'd be hanging out on a podcast for the church. So love it. Oh, we love you all. We're so thankful.
Yes. Thankful for you guys.
Yeah. Rich, blessing. Our lives have been woven together. And Kara, how about you? How did you get to MCC?
Yeah, well, I started coming about almost 10 years ago now when my husband Alex and I were just dating. I was going to another church, but we were getting pretty serious, so started attending with him. And just since then, through our dating years and our engagement and marriage and kids, have been at MCC and very, very thankful for that all these years. Yeah, it's been great.
So fun. I remember Alex was a student and coming to MCC and just so devoted as a student and serving. And he began to talk about this girl that he was getting to like, and then he brought you, Kara, and your sweet demeanor even then, which continues to today, and your compliment to him, and had the joy of performing your wedding ceremony. Mm-hmm. And just such good friends. Love you and Alex and your family, and your just growing in the Lord. It's a delight to partner with you, and all the richness that MCC has, each family contributing, and the Volkmans a part of that. Well, Kara, let's think about scripture memory here. What first inclined you to sort of get a scripture memory system organized for women at our church?
Sure. Well, a little bit over a year ago, so last November, so a year and a few months ago, I just felt convicted to have my kids start doing some scripture memory. We didn't have a habit or a pattern of doing that. So just another way to get them into the Word. And I just felt strongly that it would be helpful for them to not just memorize isolated verses here and there, but whole passages so they could get the whole picture. So for example, we started with Ephesians 2, and I didn't want them to just know, but God being rich in mercy. I wanted them to know from the beginning of that chapter, when you were dead in your trespasses and sins. So as I began doing that with them, I thought, well, this would probably be good for me as well. I didn't have a specific pattern or habit of scripture memory in my own life. So talked to some other ladies at church who I knew had a burden as well for just being in the Word. And just knew I needed the accountability to follow through and be faithful with it. So started with just one partner. We memorized most of Ephesians 2 together, and then thought, hey, this might be something that could be helpful to other women in the church that could help us, and we could help them. And so from there, just kind of expanded it out and saw who else would be interested in memorizing with us.
So you got the idea chatting with one other woman at church. Just mm-hmm. let's do this together, some accountability, some encouragement to do this. And then that sparks and other women can jump in to that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I am a fan of scripture memory. When I was converted as a college student, the man who was mentoring me introduced me to a system of scripture memory, and you just choose passages. It's not one that is designed for you, but the structure of review that he organized for me, and checking off passages and continuing to review them, was instrumental in my life. And I'm just an advocate for this. I still continue to memorize scripture, and it's so helpful throughout the day to run passages through your mind. I'm just excited for that. Julia, how about you with the specific focus of moms praying for their kids? And again, in fellowship, what was the spark, if you will, that led to this becoming a ministry at MCC?
Well, I think it's kind of been in the works in my mind for a long time. Prayer is such an important thing to me personally. Of course, I've been praying for my own kids since I've had them. But I've also made it a personal practice for myself to be praying for other children in the church. Especially families that our kids have grown up with, that has been pretty much a part of my weekly prayer routine, is praying for families in the church and their children. So it's kind of always been a passion of mine for quite a long time. And I think what really kind of put it in my mind to do was about a year ago, we started doing a parenting class that myself and your wife helped to teach for the ladies, and the men also were doing that. We taught through the fruits of the spirits in Galatians and parenting. And there was a couple of passages that really kind of struck me. And I think just interacting with the ladies there at the church, it really kind of sparked me. One of the things was in Galatians 6, a couple verses stuck out to me there. Verse 2 that says to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. That was one. And then 9 and 10, And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. And I think that that kind of resonated with me to, and just in hearing the other moms, their passion for their children and their salvation, especially, it just really sparked in me, you know, what if we all prayed for one another, you know, on a regular basis? And I know that many of the ladies in our church do that. They do pray. If I asked any women at our church to pray for my kids, I know they would immediately. So I just have such an appreciation for that. But I think sometimes in our busyness and not really knowing exactly, you know, how that might look sometimes, or even knowing specific needs for kids to pray for. Like for myself, I would just pray general things usually, unless I knew of a specific prayer request from a mom. So I thought, well, what's a way that we can be more specific and that we can kind of make this a routine for ourselves? And so that's kind of what it sparked from, was to make it a routine, to make it accessible, and really try to get the ladies to commit to it too. You know, I asked them, anyone that wanted to participate, to make it really an effort to make sure they are praying, you know, for each family each day. So that's kind of where it came from for me.
I remember that class. It was discipleship season last year. So for MCC, this is February, March, April. And we got a good month into that class. COVID hit. And I remember you initiating that study of fruit of the Spirit and just concern for virtues in our kids, but not just virtues, but God's work. And it's a natural outflow that prayer would be the result of this. If these characteristics, love, joy, peace, patience, and so forth in Galatians 5, are the result of the Spirit's work, well, a natural response is to pray for the Spirit to work. It just, you know, this seems to make sense. And that's exactly what you've taken up and championed here. And I think two ideas come to my mind here just as we converse. One, COVID, I think, has made our church seek God more, not less. Mm-hmm. And I think it's true for many churches that we're seeking the Lord before, they're really seeking him now. Mm-hmm. Sort of upping the ante a little bit. Not exactly the going gets tough, the tough get going. Not that exactly, but that kind of matrix, if you will. And second, the idea of specificity and organization that you're talking about here. You have a list of women who are participating, and here's what to pray for, and take this to the Lord. And I think that kind of aggressive posture is what makes this ministry tangible for ladies. They hold on to it because it's something they can do. There are boundaries for it, and it sets them up for success. And that's very similar to the scripture memory, that you have an organized system, Kara, and you're thinking this through, and you have a system so that ladies can jump in. Tell us just a bit about that system, Kara. What's it like? How do you communicate with ladies? Maybe there is a group of ladies who are listening to this from MCC and haven't participated, and they're looking to get, how's this going to work? What would you tell them as far as your organizational structure and commitments?
Sure. So right now we have about maybe 10 ladies participating. And whenever we start a new passage, I usually send out an email and just let people know, all the ladies, if anyone else wants to join in. So sometimes it's a slightly different group. And I just pair people up in groups of two or three and try to get people that are memorizing in the same version. We pick a new passage and we try to go through. I have a schedule written up for about 2 to 3 verses each week, that you come on Sunday or whenever works and recite to your partner. And then we just add on to that. So right now we're memorizing Titus 2. So maybe the first week we'll do verses 1 and 2. Then the next week we're going to do 1 through 4. And then the next week 1 through 6, so that we're reviewing each week and adding on to it. And it sometimes it feels like a heavy load, but I just thought that sometimes I think, kind of like you were saying earlier, when it requires a little bit more of us, we follow through a little bit better because it takes a little bit more work. We can't just slip in at the last minute or whatever. It takes a little bit more of a commitment. And I just thought it was just a really good fit, especially as a mom of little kids. My hands are busy a lot, but not always my mind. And so it just pairs so well with just having the word going through my mind to review. And I think a lot of other women have found that as well. So yeah, that's just our structure, 2 to 3 verses a week, building on it till we get through a passage and then we start on another one.
I really appreciate both of you, how you have this tiered approach. People can jump into this. People can have a sense of traction and know what's expected. They have a partner care with the scripture memory or they're part of a group of 3 and they work on this each week and they recite it and then they progress and review and progress. Then you have an end point and then start up again, something else. And that allows people to come in. I think one of the maybe intimidating factors of scripture memory is that someone imagines scripture memory as sort of like climbing El Capitan or something, you know, free solo. I have to do this, no hand, I'm not going to, no ropes, you know, I have to make this massive commitment. It's not that way. We're going to partner you. It's going to be connected, incremental steps. We're going to have an end point. It's not, sometimes people think, well, scripture memory, do we start in Genesis 1 and end in Revelation 22? You know, No, we're not doing that. Just here's how it works. And you can jump in. You can do this. And it can be a practice that, as you mentioned, Kara, your busy hands, but your mind needs to think about God and directs the busyness of your hands. We have just a couple of minutes left. I want to just think about that a minute for each of you here. Kara, you have 4 young children, busy mom. A husband who works very hard. He serves in the church also. Why do you give time to this? I recognize anyone who's busy and serving in the church, they could be doing something else. Any commitment we make in one area is something commitment we're not making another. How do you make time? Why do you do it?
You know, it still is hard sometimes, but a few years ago, I heard someone saying that for moms, for those who are low on sleep, for those who are busy, you need the word more than you need that extra sleep, or you need the word more than you need that time off or whatever. And I think sometimes we can communicate like, it's okay. I know you're busy, you're tired. So it's okay if you can't get into the word, you know, but it made a difference when I started to think of it more in terms of this is the best thing I can do to be a good mom, be a good wife, to be part of the church, is to be in the word. Because that's how God has revealed himself. And that's such a great gift that he has given us himself in his word. And so it doesn't always feel fun. I don't always want to, but I think having that perspective has grown my love for the word very much. And so, being able to memorize it and bring it to mind, whether it's the passage I'm memorizing or later on thinking back to one I've memorized before, to fight sin, to think on God's character, just all these things has been so helpful. And then such a joy to know that other women are memorizing the same thing and to talk about, hey, wasn't this verse helpful this week to think back to? And how has this passage been encouraging you? It just opens up more conversations around the word that we might not have had if we weren't memorizing in the same place. Mm-hmm.
Love it. It is. The word is worth it. And it empowers us for mm-hmm. the busyness of life. Mm-hmm. It's sort of reciprocal. The busier you are, the more you need the word. Mm-hmm. The more you have the word, the more you're able to meet the demands of your busy mm-hmm. schedule that the Lord has set before you. Kara, thanks for sharing. Julia, how about you? You have a busy husband. He's an elder in our church. You homeschool, you're church secretary. You've had family, extended family you're caring for. Why do you take the time to put out this prayer list and organize ladies in this way?
Well, I think mainly because I love the church. I love these kids. I love the women, the families. They're really important to me. So, but I think too, just prayer is something that gives us a deeper relationship with God. It helps, but it also builds relationships with other people. One thing I've noticed is I pray for these families, as I pray for these kids, as I start to love them more. I start to feel a more personal connection with them as I pray for them, either, you know, whether they're very small or they're grown children. So it really does give you a connection when you pray for somebody. It gives you a connection to them, a love for them that I think you wouldn't have otherwise. And so for me, the church is an extension of my family. It really is our family. And so to me, it's just, it completely makes sense that we would pray for our family. And so it's a comfort for me to know that the other women are praying for my children. And, you know, I'm not going to ask them to do something for me that I wouldn't be willing to do for them. And so that was kind of my goal with this. And originally my plan was just to do it for prayer season for a church, but I really think that I will extend it for as long as I can. I'm able to do it because I feel that the connections are just too important. And we have families that will become, you know, becoming new parents, so new moms. So I think it'll be really great to bring them into this prayer list and be able to see the connections that God gives through that also.
Amen. So thankful. I agree. The sense of love that folks have and that you have for kids, and I think it's true across the board. We sort of, and this is the way the church should be, that if there are kids in our church, they may not be my biological kids, but boy, I feel like they're my kids. If I know of something going on, good or bad, I feel it. And that does make us want to pray. I'm so thankful for Julia, your work in organizing this. You know, prayer season at MCC, November, December, January, kind of going on right now here. But I agree, let's keep it going. And, you know, the ladies who are expecting some, first child, others second. So excited to see what goes on there, and going to be just a joy. So ladies, thank you for taking time here. You are loved of the Lord, and our church appreciates all you do. I know when I speak for guys of our church, your work in helping ladies pray and take in the word and keep it in their heart blesses families and our whole church. So thanks for your time here. Friends listening to Voices of MCC podcast, grateful to be with you. Look forward to the next episode. Got a few lined up, and looking forward to having you with us in these early months of 2021. Catch you next time.